Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about MyDigitalMoney. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. MyDigitalMoney also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick-acting solution. Try it today, risk-free, for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describe mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with 5 specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2911, and today's date is October 28th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Deep State Feeling Pain, Fear, and Panic. Their treasonous cover-up is falling apart. Justice is coming. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the Deep State, the corrupt politicians, the Private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they're using the same exact playbook that they used back in 2008, 2009. And the people, they understand who lied to them back then. They're going to understand who lied to them right now. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to convince the population that there are no problems. The economy is strong. We're not going into a recession. There is no recession. And the economy is just going to keep on growing. Well, this reminds me of when they told us that inflation was transitory. This reminds me of when Biden told us that inflation is going to go up a little bit, then come right back down. This reminds me of Bernanke back in 2008. Now, we'll be discussing all about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about what we're seeing in the economy and what is happening right now, because we can see out in Germany and many other European countries, inflation is hitting hard. Out in Germany, inflation has surged to 10.4% in October, and they're expecting to go even higher than this. Remember, here in the United States, they have been manipulating inflation for quite a while. And I do believe that they've been manipulating inflation all around the world, because inflation is a lot higher than they're telling us. All you need to do is look at the price of food, look at the price of cars, look at the price of everything that you purchase. You can see how the value of the currency has lost its value over time. And the people now are seeing this firsthand. And as they see inflation, they start to realize the fiat currency is completely, absolutely worthless. Because once inflation starts to pick up and energy prices start to move up, people are going to see the truth of the matter that the fiat system does not work. Not the way the central bankers, the corrupt politicians, the fake news have been telling us it works. Remember, we're in a debt system. We're in a private Western central bank debt system. If you look at your dollar bills, your fives, your tens, your twenties, your hundreds, it's a Federal Reserve note. It is an instrument of debt. This was not created by the United States. It was borrowed from a private corporation, almost like a loan shark. And we can see that they're trying to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. That's their entire plan, to put us on the central bank digital currency. They don't want other alternative currencies. They don't want us using gold and silver or Bitcoin or anything else, because that's outside of their system. And they can't have that. And this is why they'll continually fight against it. But the problem here is that they have no cover story. Everything is exposed. The veil has been lifted. And everyone can see exactly who is pulling all the strings and who is causing the problems as we move forward. Look what's happening out in Europe right now. Russian gas supplies to the EU dropped by almost 50% since May. As of October 1st, the slump has reached 47%, and this is coming from the CEO of the Eurasian Economic Forum in Baku, adding that the EU has almost replenished the shortfall by boosting the LNG consumption by 65%. So they're trying to fill this up from other countries because they lost the gas from Russia. Actually, they initiated this, and they're hoping that they can make it through the entire winter. We'll have to see how this all plays out. I have a funny feeling that there's going to be problems, because we know they've been shutting down coal plants. We know they've been shutting down other parts of the energy infrastructure, because they're trying to say, oh no, we're going to go green. This is all the Green New Deal. Well, the people are going to get a firsthand look at what it's like to be in a Green New Deal when you have no energy to heat your home. And I do believe the people, they're going to become very, very angry. But here in the United States, we have the midterms coming up, and we know that the deep state players, the World Economic Forum, the private West Central Bank, they have created an economic illusion right before the midterms. They stopped their complete agenda trying to convince everyone that everything is fine. Fuel prices have come down. Inflation is steady right now. The economy is growing. And we had Biden out there, and he was letting everyone know that when he took office, gas was $5 a gallon, and he brought it down to $3.39 or something like that. Well, gas was not $5 a gallon. Actually, it was $2.39. He brought it up to $3.39. Actually, he brought it up to $5, and some places it was different. Then he brought it back down to $3.39 using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And this was an illusion that they created, because the midterms are coming up. And everyone can see this. Remember, he's taking credit now that he brought gas prices down. I used this example before. Let's say you have a personal trainer and they're going to help you lose weight. So what they do is they put you on this food diet. It's not really a diet. It's a food regimen. And they bring your weight from 150 pounds all the way up to 300 pounds. Then they say, okay, now we're going to make you lose weight. And they bring you down another 50 pounds. And they're taking credit for saying, look, you lost 50 pounds. This is exactly what Biden is doing right now. And no one is believing him. Actually, all they're seeing is that he's a liar. Plus, remember in the beginning when the fuel prices were going up, they blamed COVID, they blamed Putin, they blamed Ukraine, they blamed OPEC, they blamed every single other person except themselves, and they said, we don't have the power to bring down fuel prices. Now he's taking credit for bringing down fuel prices? Blueprint on Telegram put this out, and it's a little meme, and it says the following in this. It shows the graph of when the fuel prices started to move up, and it started to move up as soon as Joe Biden came and started to live in the White House. And it says, no, what are you talking about? The president doesn't control gas prices. And that was 24-month average all the way up to this point. Now, during this period, right before the midterms, when he started to use the strategic petroleum reserves, there's another part of it. And it says, oh, my God, thank you, Biden. So remember, Biden, Jen Psaki, the other White House press secretary, they all told us that he doesn't control fuel prices. And now they're taking credit for it. See, when it's going up, they blame everyone else. When it comes down, he takes credit for it. But is it going to stay down? Absolutely not. And we know the GDP numbers, they're completely manipulated. We haven't had the retail numbers. Remember, they masked it with all the energy sales to Europe. ShipwreckCruiseSubstack.com on Twitter put this out. Wow, wait until retailer numbers come in. Biden admin was touting 2.6% growth today. They try to wring inflation out of that, but I suspect inflation is so bad, they are simply unable to do so effectively, and the growth number is inaccurate and will be revised downward. Of course it will. This is all because of the midterms. We know that we were exporting a lot of energy, a lot of weapons out of this country. This is what made the GDP go up. Within the country, the spending has fallen off a cliff. Retail has fallen off a cliff. And yes, I know we're coming into the holiday season and it will pick up a little bit, but not as much as all the other seasons. And remember, they make adjustments for the holiday season. Will they do it this time? Most likely not, because they want to make it look like everything is good. Or they might not even care because the midterms are over. But you could see how they're manipulating everything. We even have Janet Yellen out there. And what's very interesting about this is she was being interviewed, and remember, she's the Treasury Secretary. She was letting everyone know how strong the economy is and how there are no signs of any type of recession. This is what she said. I don't see signs of recession in this economy at this point. And we have unemployment at 50-year low. There are 2 job vacancies for every American who's looking for work. We have a solid household finances, business finances, banks that are well capitalized. And we've been creating, on average, 300,000 jobs a month. Well, not really. Remember, these jobs came back because the light switch was turned on and people were allowed to go back to their jobs. But if you listen to what she says, is she says, we don't see any signs of a recession in this economy at this point, and the economy is growing stronger. This is what Ben Bernanke said in January of 2008. Remember, the recession started when? When the market completely crashed. I mean, it was already happening, but that was the signal in, I think it was October, when the market crashed and all of a sudden we were in a recession. So in January of 2008, he let everyone know the following. The Fed is not forecasting a recession this year. And he added that growth will be worse this year, but it will continue to grow. So it sounds very, very similar to Janet Yellen. It seems like they're using the same exact playbook. They're just telling people whatever they want to tell them. They know the truth. They know behind the scenes that we're already in recession. They know the numbers are manipulated, but we're coming up to the midterms. So what is happening right now? They don't want everyone to know that something's about to happen, and they don't want everyone to blame it on the Biden administration. Actually, in 2008, didn't we have an election during that year? Of course we did, but it looks like everything crashed right before that, and I think that helped Obama get into office because he was running against McCain. Did it really make any difference? No. But look what happened back then, and look what happened. Look what's happening right now. It's the same exact playbook. And we know that all these numbers are completely manipulated. We know we're in an illusion, and this is the central bank illusion, and they're keeping this illusion alive because of the midterms. After the midterms, and I don't mean like the next day, but you'll see week after week after week, everything will start to fall apart. Because at that point, they don't really care. And they're going to start to push their agenda again. Remember, they put their agenda on pause right now because of the midterms. That is it. And this is why Biden was speaking to Saudi Arabia, which was OPEC Plus. saying, listen, don't cut oil prices right now. We got the midterms coming up. That's pretty much what he said. And they didn't listen. And now people are seeing the fuel prices creep up a little bit. And I do believe they're going to get a lot worse right after the midterms. I do believe inflation is going to get a lot worse because we know we only have like 25 days of diesel fuel in storage right now. So we can see that we're going to have major problems moving forward. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, this is part of the agenda, because allow the central bank, allow these individuals to bring down the system. They are in the spotlight. Everyone's looking at them. If you look at the polls, everyone's concerned of the about the economy and inflation. And people are looking at this very, very carefully, because when it affects them, when it affects people, people will talk about it. People will discuss it. Doesn't matter, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter what race you are, because if you get laid off, if you're making less in your job, if you can't afford to live, this is what people speak out about. And it doesn't matter who's in office. And I do believe this is exactly what is happening. And this, you could see it from the polls. This is what is happening. And I think as we move forward with the financial institutions, as they push their agenda, just like we see PayPal doing, this is going to make people think about where they have their money, where they have their currency. Should we keep it with the central bank, or should we move it outside of the central bank? Because it looks like they are trying to dictate what we can and cannot say, what we can sell, what we can't sell. And it seems that this is going to push a lot of people away from their system. And like I said before, how do you convince people that the central bank does not work in their favor? Well, you need to show them the truth. You need to show them their full agenda. You need to show them what they're about to do. And I do believe that people have already seen PayPal. They lied. They said, oh no, that was just a glitch, and it was released. And all the fact checkers came in and said, yeah, that's true. And then all of a sudden, they put it back into play. So everyone lied. And everyone's seeing this right now, and they're seeing the agenda of all of this. And I do believe in the end, people are going to be turning to alternative currency. They're going to be turning to Bitcoin. They're going to be turning to gold, silver. People are going to be moving their assets away from the central bank system. And it's not just here in the United States. It's going to happen worldwide, because we could see what they did out in Canada. If you protested, you had your account frozen. You think they're not going to do the same thing out in Europe? Of course they are. And this is going to trigger the people, and the people are going to say, you know something? Then we're not going along with this anymore. This is a no-win situation for the private West Central Bank. They're going to push and push and push, and the people are going to see everything that they're trying to do. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to step in, and they're going to use all of this to their advantage to shift the people away from their system. Like I said, in many, many reports, the people are going to make the final decision in how the economy goes and what currency they use. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution, and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply. MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, fake news, big tech, the puppet masters, they are panicking right now. They're in fear. They're feeling the pain. Everything that they had, their entire system, it's being ripped apart right now, piece by piece by piece, which means the deep state players, they are feeling pain. Think about what has happened up until this point. Think about what has been exposed. Think about what the people have been hearing. They've been hearing that, oh, yeah, Joe Biden, he knew about Hunter Biden's business dealings. It's treason right there, period. Then we heard that Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax. Then we heard Hillary Clinton was part of the Steele dossier. Then we heard that the FBI, they used a laptop to manipulate the elections. I mean, think about everything that we're hearing right now. And then Trump came out and said, yeah, the pandemic, that was used to cheat in the elections. All of this is completely falling apart on them, piece by piece by piece by piece. Now, Elon Musk, he has acquired Twitter. Remember, their bullhorn now is being ripped apart. First, Trump came out with fake news. Why did he call them the fake news? A lot of people thought he was crazy in the very beginning. But then, as everyone continually saw, yeah, the mainstream media reports fake information. The fact checkers report fake information. And they cover for each other. So when we step back and we take a look and we look at the FBI, we look at the Department of Justice, we look at the fake news, we look at big tech, all of these systems that they had in place was to cover up all their treasonous crimes, to protect them so no one would ever be able to investigate what they have done. And this has been their cover for a very long time. Trump, the Patriots, we the people have come along now and people are waking up, and their entire system that they had to protect them is being chipped away one piece at a time. And now you can see the light shining through it and you can see the truth because it's all being exposed. Basically, what Trump and the Patriots are doing is they're ripping apart their system so people can see who the treasonous criminals are. You need to remove their blocks. You have to remove their muscle. You have to remove their cover so you can see the real players. And that's what everyone is starting to see right now. They're starting to see the truth, and this will continue. And yes, as it continues, the deep state players, they are going to panic. They're going to do stupid things. They're going to try whatever they possibly can to cover up everything that they have done. And the only way to do this is with chaos. They've done it in the past. They're going to do it right now because they're becoming desperate. That's what they're feeling right now. They're feeling desperation. They're reacting to everything that is going on right now. They're not controlling and manipulating everything. Actually, Trump and the Patriots are. And the people now. They're in the driver's seat. The deep state players, every time something happens, they react to it. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Think about it. Think about the poll numbers with the midterms right now. They know a red wave is coming. So what have they been doing? They've been attacking candidates because they know that that's all they have. Katie Hobbs is attacking Kerry Lake. We have the fake news attacking Herschel Walker. We have Nancy Pelosi's husband. Their house got broken into and someone attacked him. They're trying everything they possibly can to create sympathy, to distract the people, and to hopefully win the midterms. This isn't going to work. Those old strategies, everything that they've been trying to do, will not work. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later, but first, let's start with Nancy Pelosi first and her husband, Paul Pelosi. Now, what's very interesting about this, a man just entered her home. Don't they have an alarm system? Don't they have a wall? Don't they have some type of guard system? But this individual entered the home and was screaming out, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" And Nancy Pelosi wasn't there, but Paul was there. And I think he had a hammer or something. And the guy took the hammer and was going to tie up Paul Pelosi, but I guess he struck him. And the assailant is now in custody. And the motivation for the attack, well, it's starting to come out, and it seems that the fake news and other players put this into place. Now, before we get to that, let's go back in time, because remember when when Rand Paul was attacked, Nancy Pelosi's daughter kind of celebrated the assault on Rand Paul. But Rand Paul, he's not stooping to their level. This is what he says. "No one deserves to be assaulted, unlike Nancy Pelosi's daughter who celebrated my assault. I condemn this attack and wish Mr. Pelosi a speedy recovery." Absolutely. So this individual is 42-year-old Berkeley resident David DePape. And this individual is on the left, and they're trying to make it seem like he's a right-wing extremist. And we'll be talking about that in just a sec. But first, Lydia on Twitter put this out and said, reportedly, Paul Pelosi attacker is David DePape, a Castro-supporting nudist transient from Berkeley, California. He's on the far left, literally and figuratively, and shows a picture of him. So then we have Whitney Wild, I think she's a CNN reporter, and says the San Francisco PD identified the alleged attacker as 42-year-old David DePape. At CNN reached two of the man's relatives who told CNN he is estranged from his family. A review of his Facebook page shows he posted memes and conspiracy theories about COVID, the 2020 election, and the January 6th attack. Isn't that convenient? Ultra Pepe Lies Matter on Telegram put this out and says, they are trying to paint Paul Pelosi attacker as a crazed MAGA conspiracy theorist, but check out his blog. He only started talking about the QAnon conspiracy theorist in August of 2022. How convenient. I wouldn't be surprised if he was Antifa posing as MAGA. I wouldn't be surprised either. This whole thing stinks. Check it out for yourself. Additional digging shows that his girlfriend was a Trump-hating nudist. And these individuals, this is what always happens. They set up their Facebook page, they're instructed to do something, and they need to make it look like, oh, it was a far-right extremist or a white supremacist that's doing this. Just think about the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping and all these FBI informants, the confidential human source. Think about the January 6th. This is how they operate. They do this because they're losing. They're trying to play the sympathy card right now. Let's see the security camera footage of all of this. This should be very interesting. They must have cameras around, right? Let's see how this all plays out. But I think the timing is very interesting. And all of a sudden, this person was on the far left. They didn't like Trump. And now all of a sudden, they're spouting out January 6th election fraud. And this person entered the home. It doesn't make any sense. It seems that this is all being done for the midterms because they don't have the leverage. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is the whole entire Seth Rich laptop problem here. Because remember, Ty Clevenger, he wanted information about Seth Rich. And the FBI in the very beginning said there is no information whatsoever. Ty Clevenger, the attorney, kept pushing and pushing and pushing. The FBI said, and he had to sue to get this information, said, yes, we do have the information, and the judge says, okay, you have to turn it in. And that was a couple of weeks ago that they were supposed to turn this over. And what's very interesting about this is that the FBI is stalling. But before we get to that, Just Human put this out on Telegram, says the following, new filing in Seth Rich laptop of Freedom of Information Act case. FBI states they have CDs with images of Seth Rich's laptop. Images were provided to them by local law enforcement. FBI did not open an investigation into the murder of Seth Rich. FBI did not provide investigative or technical assistance to any other investigation of Seth Rich. FBI has no involvement in the extraction of data from Seth Rich's personal laptop, and therefore there was never a need for the FBI to access the information contained on the compact disc for investigative purposes. These CDs have not been converted to a format that can be used for Freedom of Information Act releases. They estimated processing the data into such a format would amount to 400,000 pages plus images and videos. They're requesting that if the court orders them to process the data and release all of this material, that the rate of production be limited to 500 pages per month. So basically what they're trying to do is they don't want to release this information. It almost sounds like Pfizer, where they said to the courts, yes, we don't want to release information, but if you force us, we'll give you like 50 pages a year or something like that. So right now the FBI, they have denied processing any information or files, and they're looking to basically give the information out or hold it back for 66 years before releasing the information. Basically, they're stalling. Why would they want to do this? This makes no sense. Why don't they just make copies and give it all to Seth Rich? I mean, really? They're talking about all this information. We have technology today, high-speed technology. It can be done. Remember, in the very beginning, they told everyone they didn't have any information. Now they admitted they have information, and that was only because of a lawsuit. And now they don't want to hand it over because it's just too much data. Does that make any sense? No. So it seems that they're stalling right now. And the question is, why are they stalling? They're stalling because there's something in there. And remember, the FBI is the muscle, the cover for the deep state players. And this is what they don't want anyone to see. They don't want this information out there. They're protecting the deep state players, but this is not working too well for them. Let's go back to post 85, this November 5th, 2017, and let me just read down a couple of lines here. It says the following. Who do you hire for a hit? Who can be eliminated after the job is complete? Well, if they're using MS-13 or thugs, you can eliminate them later. Then down below it says Seth Rich. Who was found dead shortly after his murder? An MS-13 gang member? What affiliation did they have? Classified? And basically, what I do believe Q is trying to say, that this was a hit job. Because we know from Bill Binney, he did the calculation, and Russia did not hack into the DNC. It was impossible because they wouldn't be able to transfer that information overseas. And when you do the calculation, it was downloaded to a USB stick. Who had the USB stick? Seth Rich. Did he tell WikiLeaks? Did he tell Julian Assange what he has found? I do believe so. And this is why the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the rest were going after Seth Rich. This is why they were going after Julian Assange. And now they're trying to hold back the information. Remember, the FBI, Department of Justice, they are the muscle for the deep state. They cover for all their crimes. And if you really think about it, think about a town, and we said this many times, if you have the mafia controlling the prosecutors, controlling the police force, controlling everything, how do you get to the mafia? Is anyone going to prosecute? Are the police going to go arrest someone? No. If you have the FBI, if you have the Department of Justice, if you have federal judges, if you have all these people protecting the deep state players like we've been seeing, how do you go after these people? You can't. Because they're never going to start an investigation. So what do you have to do? You have to expose their muscle. You have to expose these individuals and show them how they're covering for the deep state players. You have to show the people the truth. And this is what has been done in the Durham case. And now as the evidence comes out about Biden, Hunter Biden, about Hillary Clinton, soon Obama, then Soros and many others, people are going to see, I see what they've done here. They had the FBI, Department of Justice for many, many years protect these individuals. And now we can see the FBI is working for them. It's becoming very, very clear now. And people are seeing this. Now, the other thing that people are going to see is what Twitter has been doing and all the other social media platforms. And what's very interesting, before we get to Twitter, YouTube right now, they're going to certify doctors before they can share medical information, and they must follow the World Health Organization standards, which means if you start talking about something else that goes against their narrative, well, you can't be certified as a doctor or a health practitioner. So YouTube Health has been working on additional ways to help doctors, nurses, mental health professionals, and healthcare information providers to bring high-quality health information into the spaces that people visit throughout their day, like their favorite video sharing app. Now, what they're really saying is we're only going to pick and certify those doctors that are in line with the World Health Organization. Because think about all the other doctors, like the frontline doctors, Dr. McCullough, Dr. Zielinski, and many, many others, they were completely pushing a different narrative, and they had peer-reviewed document, they had proof, compared to what the World Health Organization has been talking about. Now, what does the World Health Organization, what do they do? Who do they protect? They protect the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want people out there talking about the vaccines. And it even says it in YouTube's guidelines. They're cracking down on vaccine misinformation, specifically stating that those who called the WHO approved vaccines dangerous or ineffective would be targeted. You see, they're going to certify the doctors they want that are in line with the narrative. The doctors that show peer-reviewed documentation, show the proof, those people will be banned. Those people will be censored. And you can see that today. That's exactly what they've been doing. And this is how they're trying to control the narrative. Is this going to work? No, because they lost Twitter. They don't have Rumble. Rumble is building and building and building. They don't have True Social. And they don't have the other platforms. They're in a losing situation right now. Think about what's happening to Facebook right now. Chief Nerp on Telegram put this out, and it refers to a Forbes article and says Mark Zuckerberg's fortune dropped $11 billion today and is down $100 billion since Meta's stock peaked. Now, remember, it came out that they were doing certain things illegally, And I do believe more of that information is going to be coming out. And I do believe a lot of these platforms are going to implode under their illegal crimes that they have committed. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick acting solution. Try it today risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it'll be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describing mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with five specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. And it has already started. And this is why the deep state, they are panicking. Each step of the way, as Trump and the Patriots and the people chip away at their system, they are feeling pain. And we know that Elon Musk, he closed the deal. He put out a tweet. He says, the bird is freed. And he's absolutely right. And what's very interesting about this is now Elon, he's in the company. And remember, if everyone thinks the accounts are just going to come right back up, that's ridiculous. He has to get in the company. They have to look at the source code. They have to look at what they've been doing because he has no knowledge of this and also find out all the things that they're hiding from him. You don't think these employees are going to try to hide certain things? Of course they are. They're not just going to be, hey, look what we've been doing. It's all criminal. Here you go. They're not going to be doing that. They're going to hide as much as they possibly can. And I do believe this is why Elon is starting to remove certain people. Libs of TikTok put this out on Twitter and says how it started and shows the Indian America who spearheaded suspension of Trump's Twitter account. How's it going? Well, it seems Parag and this individual that spearheaded the suspension of Trump, they have been fired from Twitter. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of engineers and a lot of other people being fired from Twitter right now because Musk plans to end the lifetime Twitter bans. But before he does that, he needs to go in there and check everything out. Clandestine on True Social put this out. Imagine that the U.S. military's highest paid contractor and a bunch of literal rocket scientists are doing a deep dive into Twitter's code. It won't be long before they discover the laundry list of Orwellian brainwashing activity, political discrimination, censorship of fact, bot usage, hashtag trend manipulation, shadow banning, prevalence of child pornography, feed manipulation, calculated election interference. Soon the sheep will be made aware of the weaponization of social media. And the people are going to learn this and people are going to start to see this. And this is going to be a shock to many. Of course, they're going to say it's fake news. It's all conspiracy. He's making it up. But I do believe Elon is going to actually show proof of all of this. Now, Elon, he also put this out on Twitter. He said the following. Twitter will be forming a content moderation council with widely diverse viewpoints. No major content decisions or account reinstatements will happen before that council convenes. So he's going to bring a lot of people in from all different backgrounds, and they're going to adhere to the Constitution. They're going to be looking at what has happened and why they were brought down. And I do believe certain things are going to happen. I think we're going to see a lot of accounts come back online. Now, does it mean the people are going to be using the accounts? Maybe, maybe not. Trump has already indicated if they bring up his account, he's not going to be using it. So we'll have to see how this will play. Maybe he'll be using it just for one tweet on Twitter. Maybe that's the storm. Maybe that's just an opinion here. We'll have to see how this plays out. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see the deep state players, and I'm talking about all the foot soldiers. We could see, and I'm talking like James Comey, Obama, maybe Hillary Clinton, Strzok, and many others. We can see why they would be panicking right now. Because if you own Twitter, and I'm talking about the U.S. government, and the intelligence operatives control it, fund it, and you know that they're not going to leak your information because you're part of their system, you can go ahead and use the DM function without worrying, right? Because why would you have to worry? Because it's part of your system and you control that system. But now Elon controls that system and he has all the DMs that they were passing around. And Peter Strzok was out there and he said something very interesting. And he put this out on October 27, 2022. He said, a reminder, your DMs are not encrypted. Tweets you send forward in email, text, Signal, etc. have a tag linking them to your account, which can delete. Hostile foreign nations and non-state actors could give a damn about terms of service. Don't leave, but be smart. Are they panicking right now? Brian Cates responded to this and said, yep, they are. They're very, very worried now that Elon has control of all their DMs. Surprisingly enough, it wasn't a problem at all when the old censorship intelligence regime was in charge, but now it is. And hey, Peter, you know, better than anyone, deleting your account DMs manually does not remove them from Twitter servers. It just means you and the person you sent them to can't see them anymore. And remember, nothing is ever deleted from the internet. There's always a backup. There's always a way to get them. And we could see that these people are panicking about this. Now, what's very interesting about the bots on Twitter, and I've come across a post which is very interesting, and I'll be getting to that in just a sec. When they told Elon and they told Congress that they only have 5% bots that they control, what happens if the bots aren't coming from Twitter? They're coming from the outside. Because when I read this post, I think we're all going to start to understand now. Post 953, March 17, 2018. Twitter bots, and then there's an arrow pointing to Google operated, not Russia, narrative and political slant. So are all the bots coming from Google? Are they having outside bots and giving them access to Twitter? And that's why they say Twitter only has 5% of their bots. I mean, they might have more. They might be hiding it. But are a lot of the bots coming from outside, from the other social media platforms? So when you go in front of Congress or if you're asked a question, how many bots do you have on there? Oh, we have less than five. If you have to do an SEC filing, how many bots do you have on here? Less than 5%. But in reality, because the intelligence operatives control Google, they control Facebook, they control Instagram, they control YouTube, they can have the bots coming from another platform. It's almost like Five Eyes. When they say, well, are you spying on American people? The CIA says, absolutely not. But they're getting the information from the UK or they're getting it from Australia. And it seems this is exactly what they have been doing. And in regards to the DMs, it seems that we might have had a post about that. And this is post 1891. This was August 15, 2018. But it refers to other platforms, but it has dot dot after that, which means there's a lot more than this. Didn't list them all. It says text, emails, Gmail, drafts, Gmail, hamcoms, PS, Xbox, chat logs, dot dot. James Comey, then there's a dash, Barack Obama, Loretta Lynch, bonus round. So, and there's other things in there, but you could see that they have been communicating with each other in Google, on Xbox, on Twitter, on PlayStation, using the chat function and using probably different names. And now they are panicking because they're going to get the information. I'm talking about Elon and maybe others will be getting the information on Twitter and you're going to see that communication. But look at post 4943. This is October 30th, 2020. This is coming up on a two-year delta. It says, fact checkers created an effort to reinforce propaganda digestion. The battle to prevent truth from reaching the people, the battle to maintain and push division, divided you are weak, divided you fight each other, divided you pose no threat, system of control, information warfare. And if you look, what are Trump and the Patriots doing? They're breaking this control right now. The fact checkers aren't going to work. Big tech is not going to work the way they thought it was going to work. It's not going to be a big, gigantic circle going with fake news, then the fact checkers, then big tech, they're all telling the same story. Now we're going to see the counter arguments. Now we're going to see something completely different. Trump, he responded to what happened with Twitter and Elon Musk. And this is what he put out on True Social. He said, True Social has become somewhat of a phenomenon. Last week, it had bigger numbers than all the other platforms, including TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and the rest. It also looks and works better to my eye. I am very happy that Twitter is now in sane hands and will no longer be run by radical left lunatics and maniacs that truly hate our country. Twitter must now work hard to rid itself of all the bots and fake accounts that have hurt it so badly. It will be much smaller, but better. I love truth. Absolutely. And we can see that everything now is changing. Trump and the Patriots, they're chipping away at the system. The system is being destroyed and exposed at the same exact time. And I do believe when the world leaders, when they're elected into their position, because the people are overriding their cheating system, overriding the criminal syndicate system that they have in place, we're going to see a world that is completely different. Look what's happening out in Brazil. We have the elections coming up very, very soon. I do believe they're on Sunday, October 30th. And right now we have Bolsonaro. He is in the lead. And I do believe that most likely he is going to win because Trump, he put this out on Truth Social and he said the following. Sunday is a big day for Brazil and for the world. A great and respected leader who has also happens to be a great guy with a very big heart, President Bolsonaro, is up for re-election. His opponent, Lula, is a radical left lunatic who will quickly destroy your country and all the tremendous progress that has been made under President Bolsonaro, including the fact that that Brazil is a respected country again. On Sunday, vote for President Bolsonaro. He will never let you down. And that is in all caps. And I do believe the people are going to come out like we've never seen before, override the system of cheating, and place Bolsonaro in that position. We're starting to see the world change right now. We're starting to see the criminal syndicate. They are now having problems keeping certain individuals in place. And this will continue as time goes on, especially when the truth and the facts start to come out, not just about Obama and Hillary Clinton, the treason, the Fed. Remember, they worked with other countries. They worked with countries like the UK. They worked with countries like Australia, New Zealand, France, and many others. And I do believe the people are going to start to see the truth. And once the people around the world start to see this, they're going to start to question everything. Now, remember, the deep state players, they're not just going to sit back. I mean, they're watching their system being chipped away. They're watching the bullhorn being taken away from them, and it's being given to we the people. They can't have this. They won't have this. And this is why I do believe they're going to push everything they have or what they can to try to stop this. And that is normally chaos. That is what they normally use. They use chaos to try to stop all of this. And I do believe the chaos is going to come in the form maybe of a communication blackout, saying there's a problem with the internet and you can't communicate. But we know we have Starlink and we know we have Space Force. Their satellites came online. They're going to try to use chaos maybe in the streets where we have Antifa, the Patriot Front Group. They're going to try to start a civil war. And if all else fails, they're probably going to go to Ukraine or maybe North Korea or Taiwan to try to start some type of war, which really brings them back to the 16-year plan. And you can see that this is continually building. Even though the foot soldiers are out there saying there's no evidence of a dirty nuke or anything like that, they are still instructed to put certain things into place and prepare for what is coming. Now, what's very interesting is out in Ukraine, and this is coming from Realtoria Brooke on True Social, Kiev, Ukraine has introduced an emergency power outage for an indefinite period of time. Now, that's a blackout right there. But the other thing that's very interesting is Paul Sarin put this out on Telegram, and it says that U.S. is going to speed up plans to store upgraded nukes in Europe. Now, why would they be doing this? I think we all know why, because they're going to be pushing war. And as you move this type of equipment into place, what does it do? It threatens the other country. This is why they do these things. This is why they've been moving closer and closer to the border of Russia in Ukraine. This is why they wanted Ukraine to be part of NATO, to put pressure. Remember, their end goal is to have war. That is their end goal. And you can see it happening out in Ukraine. You can see something's about to happen with Taiwan and China. And we're starting to see North Korea, they've been firing a lot of missiles. And now the report is they're firing more missiles. They fire two short-range ballistic missiles off the coast. And they're saying they're preparing to test a nuke. Now, really think about what they're doing here. Remember, when Trump was in the White House, there was peace with North Korea and South Korea. There were no missiles being fired. They weren't testing nukes or anything like that. And now all of a sudden, Trump steps back. We have the resident in place. We have the puppet masters pushing their agenda. And all of a sudden, we have all of these problems. I mean, is that a coincidence or what? We have a problem with China and Taiwan. We have a problem out in Ukraine starting war. We have North Korea now firing missiles. They're saying they're preparing for their nuclear test. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their three-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy-to-make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for three solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These three-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com. All of this is happening under the watch of the puppet masters. It's almost like they planned this to happen. I do believe this was always their plan. And I think we know this from the 16-year plan. Just like the pandemic was their plan to cheat in the elections. They needed it to push certain laws, which weren't really laws. They were just something they made up and said, well, if the attorney general or the secretary of state or the governor says, listen, this is the new rule because of the emergency COVID pandemic. We need drop boxes. We need mail-in ballots. Those weren't laws. Those were just things they made up. The legislature makes the laws. And now, if you notice, the judge are finding this, all of these things unconstitutional. But look what's happening with the pandemic right now. It has completely fallen apart. They're being exposed. People are starting to realize what they have done here. Out in Bavaria, the Bavarian prime minister, he said there is no reason for mask obligation now. Those with COVID symptoms should stay home, but there will be no new lockdown in winter in no way. Now, isn't that interesting? Those who are sick should stay home. Why didn't we follow that? Because that's what we always followed when there was a sickness. Those people that had the flu, you didn't send everyone home. You sent the people that had the flu home. But look what we did during COVID. Did we send the people who had symptoms or were sick, did they stay home or did everyone have to mask up? This is ridiculous. And the mask didn't work. Even in Italy, they're ending the ban on health workers not vaccinated against COVID. It's all coming to an end because it didn't work. And we see out in Europe, the European Medicines Agency, they're recommending adding a heavy menstrual bleeding sticker to the COVID death jabs. And I do believe there's going to be a lot more than just that, because what happened? Well, people started to realize, women started to realize that there was something wrong with their menstrual cycle. It was irregular. It was coming on different days. There were shorter cycles, lengthened cycles. And there were all of us out there reporting on this saying, yes, there is a problem. Just like with heart problems, myocarditis, just like every other illness. I do believe when all said and done, there's going to be so many labels on that bottle, you won't even be able to see the bottle because that's how many problems there are. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we had other diseases pop up and they were trying to push that agenda, like monkeypox, which they never could push. I mean, they thought, oh, look, we got monkeypox. Everyone's going to get scared and everyone's going to run for the hills here. Well, that doesn't work anymore. And remember, people have been saying for a very long time that the monkeypox, that was from HIV positive patients. And I remember having an interview with Dr. Zelenko. At one time, he said, yes, there is HIV AIDS in the vaccine. And The Hill just put this out. Most patients hospitalized for monkeypox were HIV positive in CDC report. Let's add on top of that, how many of these individuals also had the vaccine compared to the unvaccinated? See, now we have control groups. Now we can see the truth. And now we can see something else that is happening right now. People are starting to wake up and people are starting to realize the death jab holds no benefit to the people. The death jab was created not for COVID. It was created to decrease the population, make people sick, and have them continually get it just like the flu shot every single year. And people would get sicker and sicker and sicker. Remember, The deep state, what they like to do is they like to have a cover story. How do you depopulate a world? Well, you can use a war, because they can say, well, it had nothing to do with us. It was two sides fighting. They used bombs and this, and the population decreases. If you don't have a war, how do you depopulate without anyone noticing? You do it very slowly. You introduce a vaccine. You introduce a pandemic. Then you introduce a vaccine and have people take it over time. And as time goes by, people get sicker and sicker and sicker. People don't think it's the vaccine because it happens over a very long period of time. And people think that this is just normal, just like cancer is normal. And then people die off from these sicknesses. And people just say, well, we've always had it. It's something that we have to deal with. But now the death jab, all of these sicknesses have been accelerated and people are noticing them. And the big pharmaceutical companies, the deep state players, they can't push this agenda. Plus, we are now learning that the origins of the pandemic came from China, from a lab. A new Senate report came out and it says the COVID pandemic was most likely the result of a lab leak. It was not naturally occurring. And the question is, was it really a lab leak or was it put out there to manipulate the elections and then bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal? I do believe that was their entire agenda. And I don't believe this was a leak. And if it was a leak, it was done on purpose. So this information is starting to come out. And now that whole theory that Fauci was pushing, Danchuk was pushing, the fake news was pushing, it is all breaking down and it's getting harder and harder for them to keep the narrative. And sooner or later, it's going to completely implode on them. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see with the candidates that are running, the deep state players, the criminal syndicate candidates, they're having a very difficult time. First of all, most of them don't even want to debate. And those that do debate, they're a complete and utter disaster. I mean, look at Fetterman. He is worse than Biden, if you can actually say that. And he can't hold a conversation. He needs a teleprompter. Yes, I know Biden needs a note card. They're pretty much the same. And it seems that the fake news, and everyone's seeing this, look how they're trying to protect him. Remember, what's being exposed right now, it's exposing the fake news. It's exposing the FBI, Department of Justice, Big Tech, and the rest, showing how this was all put into place to protect the criminal syndicate. And I'm not just talking about Obama and Hillary Clinton and Soros. I'm talking about all their foot soldiers. Look what happened in 2020 with the riots. Antifa was protected by who? It was protected by the fake news, the corrupt politicians, the FBI, Department of Justice, other prosecutors around the country, and even some police forces. They were instructed. They were protected. This is their system, and now it's being chipped away, ripped down so people can see it. And people are starting to understand this. And how do you know that people are starting to realize what's really going on? Because remember, there was a post that sooner or later, these people won't be able to walk down the streets. So it seems that AOC is being booed. And now we have Ilhan Omar. She had a meltdown and screams at audience after being confronted by an anti-war protester. And this individual says, you're supposed to be a progressive Democrat, anti-war, anti-war, $80 billion to Ukraine is not anti-war. Absolutely. So people now are calling these people out on this. And now they're screaming back at these people. I mean, look what's happening right now. What happens when all the other crimes come out? Look what they're doing just with war. What do you think is going to happen when everything else comes out? It's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. I mean, look what's happening with Katie Hobbs, who blamed Carrie Lake for breaking into the office. Well, it turns out that it had nothing to do with Carrie Lake. It had to do with someone else. They were arrested. And the arrest was made and there was no political motivation whatsoever. Carrie Lake put this out and said the following. After accusing my team of coordinating a Watergate-style break-in of her office, Katie Hobbs has now flip-flopped and does not want to talk about the crime. This comes after arrest was made and no political motivation confirmed. Isn't that amazing? But the other thing that's very amazing is that during a broadcast on Fox 10, a live newscast, an on-screen graphic aired on the lower left side of the screen proclaiming Katie Hobbs the winner of the Arizona gubernatorial election nearly 2 weeks before the election. Now, that is very interesting. So they had Katie Hobbs at 53% and Carrie Lake at 47%. Why would they even put that up right now? Remember, these aren't glitches. Why did this happen during a broadcast? Kerry Lake responded and said, Fox 10 called the election for Katie Hobbs 12 days before the election day. Absolutely. And you could see how desperate these people are getting because they're trying all these different things and it's completely backfiring on them. Look at Beto O'Rourke. He's the candidate for Texas governor. He's losing by a lot. He broke state election laws when he used an amplification to campaign near a Waco early voter center. And people called him out on it because it was in a video. I mean, think about what is happening right now. And he had about 150 people show up to this for a 20-minute rally, and it was about 250 feet from the door of the Waco Multipurpose Community Center. And this is a violation of the election law. And there he was. Why are these people doing this? I mean, he had the bullhorn. What is he screaming out there, hoping that people would hear this and vote for him? He's losing by a lot. People don't want him, and they are becoming very, very desperate. And Trump, he kind of sums up the whole thing as we approach the midterms. He says the following: in breaking with longstanding and powerful tradition where cases involving politicos are not to be brought or tried just prior to or during a major election, the midterms, I have three all run and inspired by Democrats who absolutely refuse to move the date. They demand it be now. So much for tradition and unwritten rules and laws, which means all of this is thrown out of the window right now. So everything that they've been telling us for this entire time, it's about the deep state players and the corrupt politicians, it's all thrown out the window because it's not an insider anymore. So that was all fake, phony, and false. Can all of this be used against them? Absolutely. And what they're most afraid of is what the Supreme Court is going to rule. The Constitution says that the state legislators, they make the laws. And this is what they're afraid of. You see, they like their criminal syndicate installments to make the laws because that's what dictators do. So they have their attorney generals that they put into place. They have their governor that they put into place. They have their secretary of state that they put into place. And these people can be controlled because they can be blackmailed. They're part of the criminal syndicate. And these people, they will make the laws for the deep state players. If you pass it to the legislators, well, that's a whole different story now because now you have a group of people and you can't control all of them. You can try, but there are different elections on a local level and it's very difficult to keep your criminal syndicate in place. It's much easier to have one person doing it for everyone. That's why they like the presidency because they can control it. That's why they like to have the majority in the House and the Senate and they concentrate on that because they can control all the people there. But on a local level, they haven't gotten that far. Yes, there are a couple people there that are criminal syndicate individuals, but it's very hard to control it because there's just so much of it. And we can see this is why Hillary Clinton, the deep state players, are panicking right now. Because once you give that power back, and it should have never been taken away, it's unconstitutional, you give it back to the people, they control all of it. And the deep state players, they lose all control. That's what they're really panicking about. DC Drano sums it up. Constitution, state legislatures control the time, place, and manner of elections. Supreme Court, yes, that is correct. Dems, media, oh my Satan, they're trying to steal the 2024 election. They're going to ruin democracy. By the way, it's not democracy, it's a republic. So once again, you can see their motivation here. You can see that their entire system, and this will be the cake topper, their entire system is being dismantled right in front of their eyes. They're feeling panic. They're feeling pain. They're feeling fear. And I do believe this was phase one of the plan. And yes, phase one encompassed a lot. I think we're moving into phase two once the midterms are over. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. The Patriots are in complete and utter control. And I do believe the plan is moving forward. And the people now are with the military. The people are now with Trump. And now the people have their bullhorn back, and soon they're going to have their elections back. And soon the deep state, they're going to be running around figuring out how can we stop this. And I do believe that's where they're going to try chaos. Maybe a communication blackout, maybe an internet blackout. We know it's going to be trying to push a civil war. We know they're going to try to push war. There's going to be a lot happening right now, but I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They have the countermeasures in place, and I do believe they're in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Do you hate paying taxes on your crypto gains? Me too. That's why I'm so excited about My Digital Money. They're a crypto trading platform specializing in tax-advantaged crypto IRAs. With a traditional crypto IRA, you could defer your taxes until you liquidate. Or with a Roth crypto IRA, you can pay taxes on your contribution, and you won't have to pay capital gains taxes when you liquidate. Imagine investing in Ethereum now and predictions of it hitting 50,000 come true. That's almost 49,000 Ether you won't have to pay taxes on. My Digital Money also offers individual accounts for cash trading, so you can have the best of both worlds all in one platform. When it comes to your investments, you deserve a company that will respect and secure your money the same way you do. Visit MyDigitalMoney.com and receive $50 sign-up bonus for qualified accounts. Use promo code MDM50. Terms apply, MyDigitalMoney.com. And remember, there is always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Hey, did you know silver prices are low right now because investors are selling their holdings because of a turndown in demand? Once fears subside, though, we could see a surge in demand for silver as consumers come back. A perfect time to get your silver IRA started. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtual coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. That is 877-646-5347. To find out more, just go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. Did you know a large number of the population is diet resistant? No matter how hard some of us try, we can't seem to lose weight. This only gets worse after the ages of 35 to 50. It's after this period where any expert will agree our metabolism really begins to decline. In the next 30 seconds, you're going to learn how to help boost your metabolism and help reach your weight loss goals quicker than you previously knew were possible. Now listen closely. The secret is in the amazing keto powder. It is designed to ignite your weight loss journey with two key factors: by supporting a boost of metabolism and elevated ketone levels. The fact of the matter is, you want a boost of metabolism and high ketone levels because it helps reduce your body's fat storage. This amazing new powder delivers both in a quick-acting solution. Try it today, risk-free, for 60 days and for up to 51% off by clicking the link in the description box below, or go to ketowithx22.com. After placing your order, it will be immediately shipped straight to your doorstep, along with few added bonuses. And don't forget, go to ketowithx22.com. Let's talk about your health. Have you heard of the term liquid gold? If not, let me explain. Liquid gold is a term used to describe mixing together two of the most powerful ingredients we know for anti-aging benefits. I'm going to explain how you can use liquid gold yourself to reduce visible signs of aging. You can get all the benefits of liquid gold and more with amazing combination of multi-collagen and turmeric. This blend helps rejuvenate your skin from the inside out by supplying with 5 specific types of premium collagen and turmeric your skin needs to look and feel younger. You'll help restore your skin's elasticity while reducing the appearance of wrinkles by boosting the collagen and turmeric levels inside your body with liquid gold. Try this amazing liquid gold risk-free for 60 days and for up to 51% off by going to liquidgold22.com. That is liquidgold22.com. After placing your order, it will be delivered straight to your doorstep along with a few added bonuses. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, as the world gets more and more dangerous with every passing day, it's time to make sure your family is prepared to survive food shortages ahead. That's why My Patriot Supply is going the extra mile to make their emergency food affordable as possible. How? They're taking $250 off their 3-month emergency food kit, which is the minimum your family should have. This kit provides delicious, easy to make breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks for one person for 3 solid months. Get one for each member of your family while you're able to save $250 during this timely sale, which ends soon. Remember, My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest preparedness company with millions of families already protected. These 3-month food kits are in stock and ready to go. Your order ships fast and easy and arrives in an unmarked box for privacy. Go to preparewithx22.com. Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Are you? Preparewithx22.com.